54 holes in, back-to-back days of 36 holes, and last Friday it ended up with a tournament win there at their home course there, and really had a good day. And we're going to talk to a couple of golfers here, starting off here with Junior and Coy Vance. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Pull that up a little bit. There we go. There we go. Got to get you a little better. You got to sound better, man.
I know.
Yeah. It's been an interesting week of practice, right?
Yeah, it's been kind of wet out there.
Well, that's all right. It has been a little wet. That's good. But last week, you got a lot of golf in, competitive golf, that is, with 54 holes and back-to-back 36 with Thursday and Friday. How did you feel like the week went?
I think it went really well. When we went to Dodge, that wasn't really a tournament that we were expecting to do real great at. Mm-hmm. It was more of a practice round for our state, and I think we all learned a lot about that course, so it was a good week.
Did you learn a lot from, I mean, not only from the course, but maybe some of the other golfers that you went up against?
Yeah, I golfed with a kid that was from Dodge, so he kind of taught me how to play it and where to be aggressive and where not to be.
That's always kind of cool there, and it's always neat to see some schools there that you normally wouldn't see during the season here. But, yeah, I got back Friday and golfed at home and helped with the meet, though. Did you like how your golf was over the 2 days?
Yeah, I think I golfed pretty decent. I could have golfed better at home, but, I mean, I still did pretty good, so.
Well, get a little time off here before your next meet here. What are you looking to maybe accomplish here before the regular season comes to an end?
I'm trying to get down in the 80s before the season ends. I need to work on my approach game, and then I think I'll be able to do that.
How close are you to getting there?
I'm like mid-low 90s right now, so okay. I can do it.
All right. And, yeah, it's been a fun season. Is it hard to believe how fast it goes?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good season here so far, and good luck to you coming up here in your next meet.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Coy Vance, and we'll get to Senior Dylan Metzger joining us here on the show. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. Thank you.
All right. Well, last week, you had a pretty good week. Last Friday, I mean, you told me during, you were, I think, in the second last hole, it was like, this is the best golf I've ever played.
Yeah.
And it truly was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, for sure.
What seemed to work for you there last week?
Well, I started off 4 over through my first 2 holes. Bogeyed 3 and went OB on 4. And then I kind of just got the mentality to try and save par on every single hole. And then I went on like a par streak of 8 holes or something like that. So I think my mentality really helped out a lot, and just the way I made decisions helped out a lot, and I was just playing solid all the way around.
All right, but to have one more round there of competitive golf on your home course, that had to be pretty fun and bittersweet.
It was. And going into the day, I wanted to, you know, I hadn't placed yet, so I wanted to place at a tournament, and I wanted to shoot in the low 80s or high 70s, and I shot a 74. So I mean, it was awesome, and yeah.
All right, and you know, golfing back-to-back like that with 36 holes, what was that like? I mean, was it a little exhausting at the end?
Oh, for sure. You know, people think that golf isn't really a physical sport, but my lower back was definitely feeling it by the end, and I was ready to be done. I was pretty drained at the end of it.
Well, that's a lot of swings and a lot of walking, though.
For sure.
I mean, the old Fitbit just went crazy.
Yeah, a lot of steps.
All right. Well, what's something else that you now are looking to accomplish here? You got a couple meets left before regionals, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Going into Syracuse, it's a tough course. Shoot 80s. I think we're pretty solid as a team, so if we can win out as a team, that would be perfect. You know, regionals are going to be tough, beating Lakin on their home course. We're always neck and neck with them, so that'll be interesting. And then, of course, if we could qualify the team for state, that would just be awesome.
Absolutely. That'd be cool. You had that opportunity last year and like to do that again this year.
Yep, for sure.
All right. Well, Dylan, thank you again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the rest of this year.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Once again, Senior Dylan Metzger joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we bring in Coach Brian Gentry up here next, and he'll get the headset. And I don't know, it's been weird probably for Coach. He hadn't been traveling on any golf meets this week here, but you made it up for it last week.
Yeah, it was a busy week, you know, especially for Jackson, you know, with the track meet mixed in with 3 golf tournaments. So it was a much needed, you know, kind of break. And then, yesterday and today, you know, obviously, and you just kind of took the day off and let them kind of rest because Mother Nature finally cooperated and rained a little bit. So that was nice. But yeah, it was a good week. We got to see a lot of regional competition and league competition, and then we got to see some guys mm-hmm. in Dodge, and it was a really good tournament. Really fun to kind of see how some of our guys, you know, went about mm-hmm. their games and playing on a new course mm-hmm. For the first time in a tournament setting. Anyway, some of those guys have played that course, but a very great course down there in Dodge. I mean, it looked great, with it, which is saying something. You know, when you talk about the lack of moisture that everybody's got around here, so their course is in great shape, and it was a great opportunity for our guys to see a course that, you know, hopefully we'll get to go back to.
And I, you know, and kind of asked Koi about this a little bit here, but I think your players had to learn a lot from, you know, not only themselves with the course, but what other players are doing, because there were some pretty elite players there at that meet.
There was, and you know, the crazy parts about that is the winner of it was from Ellenwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he shot 68, and he was in Jackson's group, and just, you know, he did a lot of good things, and but overall, you know, you're talking 6A, 5A schools, and a lot of kids who focus primarily on golf. There was a lot of good kids out there, and a lot of things to be learned. But for us, it was more about getting to know the course a little bit, and setting ourselves up for you know, down the line to have success. With that said, you know, Lakin and Larned are in our regionals, and you know, Colby as well. You know, so it's gonna be a tight race. You know, looking at scores and everything right now, you know, Larned's got two guys that shoot in the 70s, and so anything could happen when we get down there. So we need to make sure that we take the opportunities that we have and play good golf and be smart about it, because you know, you got to be able to manage your misses in golf. Not everybody's going to hit it straight down the fairway, so sometimes you got to be able to get yourself out of trouble. And I think the Dodge City tournament was a good opportunity for them to do that. You know, when we move forward and came to our tournament here in Scott, it's about not hitting it out of bounds. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be a long hitter to get around our course, and you can put up a pretty good score. You just have to be able to, you know, choose the right club. And you know, in Lakin for our regional, that's going to be the same, you know, the same mindset.
Absolutely. And it wrapped up the week last week. You got your second tournament win there at home there, and that's always good to kind of repeat and, I guess, in a way, defend the home course.
Yeah, there we go. We did, and I don't think, you know, most of our guys, Dylan played a great round, mm-hmm. and I think he kind of talked about that. You know, he started off a little bit, you know, slow. But you know, when I walked around and followed him, he played some of the best golf I've seen him ever play. And, he just had a different confidence about him. And that's one thing about golf, you know, if you're in your head, you're going to cause yourself some problems. And, he was just going about his business, and he played really, really good. You know, he had about a 15, 20 foot putt just off the green for birdie to finish 72. And then he lipped out a 1 foot putt coming back, so he finished in a way that he probably didn't want to, but he did play, you know, the best golf I've ever seen him play. And I think a lot of our guys and at our course, everybody does that because of the mm-hmm. out of bounds. It's just something that's there. It's you've got to be able to be smart about the clubs that you're playing, and that's some of the, you know, the part about going into mm-hmm. some of these tournaments we're going to play. You know, here Colby doesn't have the out of bounds, you know, like we do. But Lakin does,
mm-hmm.
and so we've got to learn from, you know, previous tournaments and move forward and you know, pick the right club and put ourselves in the right spots, because if we do that, you know, we've got, you know, six guys that we've used their scores in, and that's the nice thing about it is knowing that, you know, one guy might have a bad day, but somebody else is there to pick him up, and I think all these guys are pulling for each other and pushing for each other to be better. And you know, we're sitting in a good spot right now, but it's going to be a challenge down the stretch.
Yeah, you get a couple more meets here. I think you take your varsity to Syracuse. Is that
yeah.
right? Yep, on Tuesday, fight the old Tamaricks there.
Yeah, the Tamaricks, and it's. I don't know that it's anybody's favorite course to play. It's a beautiful course, though. It's, you know, you kind of get back there and you get back in the trees, and you've got to be dialed in. Or else you're going to lose your ball or several.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good challenge, and it's a good course for us to play for that. You know, we need to be able to find the fairway, and if that means you don't hit your driver, then you don't hit your driver. because it's not overly long. It's just you've got to position yourself mm-hmm. just right. And there's a number of courses out here, you know, in Western Kansas, you know, Atwood, Oberlin, places like that, that have those courses that we don't get to play.
Yeah.
You know, there's a number of courses where you can hit your driver, you know, 100 yards the wrong direction and you're still okay. So that course is going to be about, you know, leaving your driver in the bag a couple times and just positioning yourself in the right spot. And really, it's a great test for us leading up to regionals. And they've got to take it that way. And that's the mm-hmm. biggest thing. Because Lakin is kind of closing in on the team yep. score, and Larned could be there with a couple of their guys. And if they get a third or a fourth score in there, you know, they're going to be tough too. So we've got to make the most out of the next few tournaments that we have.
Absolutely, and a great opportunity. Starts back for you guys there on Tuesday and then Thursday next week here. So once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk golf here. It's been a good season so far for the golf team, and they got quite a few meets here, three meets here in the next few weeks before regionals. And, Coach, thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you guys next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.